Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's go out to the River Islands guest line and bring in our friend from NBC Sports Bay Area, Monty Poole, all over the Warrior beat. Hey, Monty, what's going on tonight?
Game two, baby. Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Is Brandon Pajemski going to play in it?
My guess is yes, but, you know, and it could be one of the situations where they hold him out. I mean, honestly, if he's good to go, fine. If he's not good to go, I think they're deep enough to be able to cover for him.
That's an interesting statement. What, like, how do you think they would cover for him?
Well, Moses has been taking the point of attack defense guy, so he's been defending Jalen Green, which is the biggest threat, I think, on Houston's perimeter. So you look at that, and I think what you get defensively from Gary and from Moses, that's a pretty good defensive duo. They can do things defensively that Brandon can't do. Now, on the other hand, you would like to see a little offense from whoever is out there with Steph. And that's the thing you got to look for.
And I know that they don't play the same position, but the inevitable question comes up about Jonathan Kuminga. Does this get a little bit of a run? I hate to do it, Monty, but the fans need to know, does this clear any sort of runway for JK to actually get some meaningful minutes?
Well, okay. So let's start at the beginning. Steve Kerr is a huge fan of spacing, okay? We understand why, because it's worked for him for many, many years. And he's also a huge fan of Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green playing together pretty frequently. If those are on the court together, where do you put Kuminga? Where do you put him offensively? And that's the issue. The only way that works for Jonathan is if he comes in and plays on the perimeter, and that's a little bit different. Can he be the point of attack defender? He's okay at that. He can do a pretty good job if you say, Jonathan, take this guy. But in terms of coordinating what has to happen on both ends of the floor for this team to be good, that's a little bit tougher task for him. So I'm not going to rule him out simply because he does have something to offer. Against a team that's athletic and all over the offensive glass, all over the defensive glass, if you tell JK to go out there, we need you to really rebound. He can do that. He's done it before. So I'm not going to rule him out, even though I know that Steve Kerr is not going to – I can't see him playing J.K. with Draymond and Jimmy at the same time. You don't have any spacing there. Because Jimmy's on the block a lot. That's where he lives. And where's J.K. going to be? If he's going to be on the perimeter, they won't guard him. They won't guard him from shooting from three. So he has to be a threat, and right now he's not a threat from three.
I think that is a fair and informative answer. I would also like to say, Monty, that the double laugh that you gave while Dibs was asking it, I felt that. I really felt that.
Because it's a hot topic, and, you know, he's not playing, and he's on his contract is up. He's going to be a ridiculous free agent. And so if I say, well, what's going to happen with Kuminga? I don't think we'll know what's going to happen with JK until summer hits.
Yep.
But right now, obviously, he's out of the rotation. And if they keep winning, he's going to stay out of the rotation. If there comes a point in time where they think they need him and can use him, he's back in the rotation. Steve Kerr's done this before. You go back to over Steve's career as a head coach, there have been some series. If you go back, you'll see some postseasons where he used four or five different starting lineups. Rotations can change based on matchups. So I'm not going to say J.K. is glued to the bench. But I'm going to say he's out of the rotation. He won't get in it unless there's a place for him. And as long as Jimmy is playing 40 minutes and Draymond is doing what he does, there's not much room for him.
Yeah, that's fair. Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Monty, what do you think Houston's big adjustment is? Like, what do the Warriors really need to be ready for tonight?
You know, I think Houston will look at the video from last game and say, how did we miss so many shots? That's the open looks they didn't make. They had so many rebounds on the offensive glass, 22 offensive rebounds, and they didn't turn them into a lot of points. Usually, if you get 22 offensive rebounds, you convert those into points on the second and third chances. And they didn't get much out of that. They had 22 points out of that. The Warriors, by contrast, had 6 offensive rebounds and turned them into 12 points. So 1-1 is not a good ratio for offense rebounding conversion into buckets. I think that's the first thing you got to do is keep power in the glass and make some shots. And as far as defending Steph, I think they'll go back to more top-locking. They didn't do as much of it in game one as they did in the previous game when they played them at Chase Center back on April 6th, I think it was. So I look back now and I go, they will probably be more aggressive, more muscular, more rugged, more physical. And those are the two things they can do because they are not built to be a really good, strong offense in the half court. They're just not. They haven't done it all season. That's not their game. And the Warriors know that. And so, obviously, the Warriors want to take care of the ball and make sure they can keep in the half court as often as possible.
Yeah, and even in game one, when they did try to take Steph away, he found his way into 5 straight layups or mid-range shots after he missed his opening 3 3-point shots. So they're going to have to find different ways to do it. What do you think about the Rockets and their 2-big lineup? Because we saw them go to Adams and Şengün together with some success. I know they didn't get a lot of second-chance points out of it, but would you think that maybe they go to Steven Adams even more to try to just dominate the glass like they did in game one?
Yeah, probably. But, I mean, when you win the offense, when you win the rebounding battle by, what was it, that 17 or 18, whatever, they were plus gigantic on rebounding.
Yeah, 16.
Yeah, I don't think you look back and say, we need to rebound better. I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is, no, we need to score better. And Steve Adams is going to get you rebounds. But he ain't going to score. Şengün can score. And so I look at what they can do, and I just don't see a lot of options aside from being more physical and being more intentional with their physicality. And by that I'm saying it could get chippy. It could get chippy. I wouldn't doubt that because they're going to be desperate. They don't want to go down 0-2 at home because they know if they do, it's over.
Monty, do you think there's a certain kind of officiating that favors or does not favor the Warriors?
That's a tough question because I think the Warriors don't mind if the game is physical. I know Jimmy doesn't mind it at all. Draymond doesn't mind it at all. Loon doesn't mind it at all. Steph is used to it. They just want to see the calls go the same both ways. That's all they care about. And that's all anything any team really cares about. I don't think they fear the whistle. They look at the refs and go, oh, my God, we're in trouble because this guy's refereeing the game tonight. I don't think they're one of those teams. But in terms of the type of officiating, I think they want to go with let them play. Now, if it gets out of control, if you know, they start like in the game the last time they played the Rockets in the regular season, Amen Thompson was literally hugging Steph.
Right.
He had his arms around him. And I don't think they want to go unpunished. So we'll see. I think it's going to be juicy to see how they defend Steph because, you know, I think Dibbs mentioned it sort of. He is so good between Steph's self-diagnosis and Steve's ability to devise ways to get Steph open. they're so good at coming back. Once you get Steph, once you have a Steph stopper, it's a one-game thing. That's his history. Nobody stops Steph year in, year out. It hasn't happened. And so I just don't – I mean, you saw it in game one. You know, the aim and top.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Some Steph stopper. Game one, not so much. He finds ways. And between Steph and Steve, I think they'll find ways. And I just, again, as long as the officials are calling with the hugs and the clutching and the grabbing and the holding, I think they're fine.
Yeah, and if you look at the two wins from Houston this year, they are the two lowest foul called games among the six that the Rockets and the Warriors played, including that 91-90 win in the NBA Cup where Steph Curry shot just one free throw in a game where he was again hugged and caressed and clutched. Monty, what did you make of the game one defensive approach from the Warriors? It felt almost like a college team where you're going zone, you're going man, and you're really just mixing it up a ton.
I love it. I love it. They know that the Rockets are not accustomed to the postseason, first of all. And they got a lot of young guys that they're depending on to be productive. Throw different looks at them. Give them different looks. You know, don't let them get predictable. I think that's a great way to go about this because give them the same look, even the young guys will figure it out. So throw some zone at them. You know, mix it up. Change your zones. If you want to go 2-3 or 3-2 and, you know, 1-3-1, whatever. Throw different looks at them. And that's something that Steve does traditionally in man-to-man. You know, the biggest threat will not see one defender the whole game. You'll see a variety of defenders. That's been the history, whether it's LeBron, James Harden, you know, Kyrie, whoever is out there that they see as a real threat, that person's going to see not one, maybe not two, probably three different defenders. Now, you can do that when you have, you know, Iguodala and Wiggins and before Wiggins, Livingston, and you could do that, those switchable guys. It's hard to do now. But I wouldn't put it past him to try that, to get different looks, because he's done it again this year.
Monty, do you sort of buy into the traditional thought that a lot of us have, which is the Rockets absolutely have to have this one tonight, and if they don't, it's a short series?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they know that too. And I do expect to see moments when it's clear they are desperate, because they know that, yeah, if you go down 0-2, you're not going to win four out of the next five against this team. And so this, they like to use the phrase must win. You know, it's not a must win until you're on the brink of elimination. But for the Rockets, they have to look at it that way, as a must win, because if they don't win this game, I don't see a way out for them to win this series.
Monty, it's so great to have you on a game night. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game.